My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So whether you're a parks professional or a Florida first timer, this is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans to share memories of their magical times, answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting you all the latest news from the parks, and finding out what's happening right now in Orlando. So get your ears on as we take you to the most magical place on earth. This is the most magical podcast on earth. As part of the Secret Recordings Network, we have a former cast member as a guest on this episode. We'll chat to her very soon. And don't forget to follow us on the socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. We are at Pod Magical. Give us a like, give us a follow. Any questions you've got, you can send them over there as well. You can also have a look at some of the videos from my latest trip. Yes, I've just got back from Walt Disney World. I've been so lucky that since November, I've been three times. Thanks to being a DVC member, so I've had loads of points to use, along with cancelled trips from 2020 and also from various points that I've collected from air miles and stuff. So I've managed to go three times. This last trip definitely felt the most normal. It was pretty much a perfect trip, actually. The transport was great. Like, bus times, I don't think I even waited more than 5 minutes for a bus. Things are starting to feel a little bit more expensive, though. I used Genie Plus. I finally got my head around Genie Plus. Very lucky that I added the Genie Plus onto my 14-day ticket for every day, which you can't do anymore. And I'm so glad I did. It was such a great deal. I think it worked out like £6 a day for the entire trip. Got my head around it. I found out that being on it at 7 a.m. and knowing what to get at 7 a.m. was essential. So things like Slinky Dog at Hollywood Studios and Ratatouille at Epcot, you need to be on. I'm not saying like around 7 o'clock. I'm not saying like 7:05. I mean 7 o'clock, not a second later. Get on it. Work out how Genie Plus works if you're going to get it on some of the days, probably Hollywood Studios days you'll need it. Magic Kingdom's a great day to use Genie Plus. And I learned how to stack as well. We've had guests on the podcast who've just come back, and they kind of like taught me, as by speaking to some of our previous guests, how to stack. So every 2 hours, you can get another Lightning Lane, either after the one you've used or 2 hours later if you're not in the parks. So I was getting them and like stacking them for later in the day. So you could even have like three stacked for the same time. So you could have three rides within like between 5 and 6 o'clock if you learned how to stack them. Previous episodes, that'll get it covered. And also I've learned how to save a little bit of money at Walt Disney World on food, which I'll tell you about at the end of this episode. But right now, let's chat Disney, shall we, to our latest guest. We have another cast member on the podcast for this episode. Hello, Hayley.
Hi.
I say cast member, former cast member. You're not there now, are you?
No. 2010, 2011 was when I worked there.
So where did you work? What did you do?
So I was on the international college program, sort of like a gap year while I was at university. And I worked 3 months at Blizzard Beach as a lifeguard.
All right.
Then when it closed, I went over to All Star Sports and worked in the food court for that period while they were doing the kind of cleaning of Blizzard Beach. And then I worked at Finding Nemo the musical. So I worked backstage with the performers doing kind of costuming and sort of quick changes and all that good stuff.
Oh, wow. That's incredible.
Yeah, it was that one particularly. I thought I'd enjoy being a lifeguard more, but actually Finding Nemo the musical, that was amazing. I really, really enjoyed that job. Yeah. It's brilliant.
That's just about to reopen as well, isn't it? It's a great show.
I know. That. Yeah. I mean, I actually have quite a lot of the cast on Facebook still, because the cast have actually been doing, you know, they just loved working there.
Yeah.
And they'd been there for years and years, and they were absolutely devastated when it kind of, they weren't sure if it was going to come back or whatnot. But yeah, really, really great news that it's coming back.
So when were you last over as either a worker or on holiday?
I left, as I said, in 2011 in the July, and I didn't actually go back to Disney for quite a long time. The last time I went back was, I didn't go back to Disney, I didn't go back to Walt Disney World for some time. 2018, October was the last time that I was there. It was my other half, he'd never been before. So obviously I was like, you've got to go, we've got to go. And he absolutely loved it.
Thank goodness.
I've now converted him.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's a good sign. And what is it you love about Walt Disney World? What has it got you that made you want to work there?
Oh, it's just amazing, isn't it? Everyone says that on the podcast, but for me, you know, the first time I ever went was October 1995 when I was six. And, you know, we went back every kind of couple of years when I was a kid. And every time you go back, there's something different. It's innovative, the whole experience, the magic. I mean, it's just wonderful, isn't it? It's just complete escapism. And when I'd seen a couple of English people working there while I'd been there on holiday, and I, you know, kind of went over and was like, you know, how did this happen? Yeah. How can you work here? And they kind of told me how about the process, and I was like, I absolutely have to do that now. And it was amazing. Absolutely loved every minute of it.
Now, what do you remember about your first trip if you were only 6 years old?
Yeah, I mean, we took a lot of holiday videos. So I think a lot of the memories I have of that trip are based on those kind of the videos I've watched over the years. But I just remember, I was six. My sister was three. We stayed in a villa in Kissimmee, big family trip. You know, I just remember us going. I remember there was a couple of things I do really remember. We went to a Disney barbecue at Fort Wilderness. I don't even know if they still do that. But there was all the characters there and, you know, that typical Disney fashion, loads of food, good music.
Yeah, I always wanted to go to that, and it has closed down. It was like some sort of rodeo, line dancing, Minnie Mouse in gingham, barbecue ribs.
All of that. It was great. And I also remember there was a really good full stage production of Pocahontas as well at the time, which my dad videoed in full detail for us to watch many years after.
On the VHS.
So that was brilliant as well.
And have you got a particular favourite memory?
I've got so many, but, you know, it's trying to sort of filter it down to sort of one memory. I think when I was a cast member, it was probably the graduation day that we had. So when I was working over there, there was probably about, I think there's about 40 British people that all went on the same day, and we all got the same British Airways flight over there, and we were all sort of living in close quarters for the full year. And on the final day that we were over there, we just went and we had our graduation ceremony and Mickey's retreat. And then we were like, you know, we'll go to the Magic Kingdom, and we have some photos outside the castle, all the girls with our Mickey graduation cap on. And it was just brilliant. We went and had all our pictures of the characters, and then we watched Wishes at the end, and, you know, everyone was just crying because it was kind of the end of our year. And it was just magical. And we were, you know, just amazing, really sort of a great end to a fantastic year.
I have to ask, where's Mickey's retreat? What's Mickey's retreat?
I mean, I don't even know if it's still there now, but it's a sort of a leisure area for cast members. They had like a big lake and a pool and some tennis courts, and you could rent pedalos and stuff there. And they did all the Disney graduations there. So, if you weren't graduating, you could just go and use the facilities kind of thing. I think it's probably still there. Oh, I'm going to have to check now.
I'm curious now. Mickey's retreat. I thought it was some sort of like massive house that he had by a lake where just him and Minnie live. And it's like in Golden Oak or somewhere like that.
I never saw them, but they could well have.
Got to chat some more with Hayley very soon. Let's get a quick update on the news, everything that's been coming over from Walt Disney World over the last few weeks. And we have more character dining returning, some character dining experiences. September the 27th, Ohana's Best Friends Breakfast with Lilo and Stitch is going to be back at the Polynesian. The 20th of September, the week before that, Crystal Palace. The characters are back. Winnie the Pooh and friends are back in the Magic Kingdom. And then a few weeks after that, October the 4th, Cape May Cafe over at the Beach Club have got Minnie's Beach Bash Breakfast. In fact, I've been to all of those. I said, no, I've not. I've not been to see the Lilo and Stitch one at Polynesian. So next time I go back, next year, then I'll definitely put that. And also, we have a new name for Splash Mountain. It was announced a couple of years ago, actually, that it's going to get a Princess and a Frog overlay. Well, 2024 is when you can ride Tiana's Bayou Adventure. It was announced at a big panel in New Orleans just the other week. There's also been some changes over at Tomorrowland in the Magic Kingdom. The Carousel of Progress, the future finale scene, has been given a bit of an update with some new references on. And also, the People Mover has been given a new voiceover as well. And I only realised this when I was actually on the People Mover the day they changed the voiceover. I thought, I've noticed that before because they mentioned Tron. And tickets are now on sale for Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. Yes, it is back. Tickets are now on sale for the Christmas parties. The first one will be the 8th of November. It runs through to the 22nd of November. You've got the parade and the fireworks and free hot chocolate and cookies throughout Magic Kingdom. The price of tickets starts at $149. And I do believe the last Christmas party, when they had the last one in 2019, I think that was the most expensive ticket. So the most expensive ticket is now the cheapest ticket. The top price, $199 per person. Tickets are on sale now. Any more news between now and the next podcast? You can keep up to date. Follow us on the socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Podmagical. She's a former cast member, so let's go through some of your favourite things at Walt Disney World. Let's start with your favourite attraction. Now, it could be a show, it could be Finding Nemo the musical that you worked on, but it doesn't have to be. What is it?
I did love Finding Nemo the musical, but yeah. I think when you've listened to the show five times a day for 6 months, I'm going to pick a different one. I will be honest.
You mean The Big Blue World isn't your favourite song in the world?
I mean, I know all the words. I won't sing for you today, but no, I do. I do love it. It is a wonderful show and the cast are so talented. But I think my favourite memory is pretty standard, but not favourite memory, favourite attraction is probably Tower of Terror. Everyone says it, but it's just amazing. And it's been at Walt Disney World since I first went. And, you know, I've been to the one in Paris. I've done the one in LA before it changed. And it's great. It's fantastic. I love the theming. I love the cast members there. And yeah, I just love it.
And the drop.
And the drop.
What about food? Where should we be eating? What should we be having?
Well, I feel a little bit out of the loop with food. You know, I mean, I obviously had my favourites when I worked there. So I'm probably going to have to refer back to kind of favourite restaurants from the sort of 2010, 2011 kind of era. I know that there's obviously, you know, things have changed. But sort of back when I lived there, absolutely loved Ohana's for, you know, we used to book table when Wishes was on. And obviously, you know, you get the best view and the food is phenomenal. I also like Tusker House as well. So, me and my roommate, when we were kind of bored on days off, we'd just be like, let's go and have a feast at Tusker House. And
what a great day off. What did you do when you did off? Well, I went to Tusker House.
Yeah, it was very, you know, it feels surreal when I say it now because it's just, it feels like another life, but that was absolutely kind of normal back then. Now it's obviously something I would dream of doing. Yeah. But back then it was just very normal and we'd just go and, you know, have a massive feast. We used to get discount as well, which was brilliant.
What kind of discount did you get?
Well, I can't remember. I think it was like 20% normally, but I remember around Christmas they gave us this amazing booklet with loads of coupons in it and you could get up to like 50% off in the restaurants. I know, it was amazing. And I think they gave me the booklet in about October. My mum and dad were coming out in October, so they were loving life when they came over. Just discounts galore.
And back then the pound to dollar was even better, so imagine the prices you'd be paying back then. Amazing.
It was wonderful and brilliant. So yeah, they're probably my two favorite restaurants I think from back then, and obviously when I went back in 2018, dragged the other half there as well.
And what about places to stay? Last time you went, did you stay on site or did you stay off?
Do you know what, so we actually stayed off site last time. So I don't anymore, but I used to work for British Airways, so I used to get kind of really cheap flights and stuff. So and one of the captains at BA owned a villa and got a really good deal from through him. So we actually stayed in a villa, although it was for my liking. It was a little bit too far out. It was sort of Davenport way. So it did feel we were in the car quite a lot. Definitely preferred to kind of stay. I like staying on site. Used to get my family and stuff cheap hotels when they'd come over and stay and visit. So I think if we were to go again, I'd definitely prefer to be sort of, if we couldn't, you know, quite justify the Disney accommodation, somewhere sort of on International Drive in one of those kind of luxury condos. It was just too far. We felt we were in the car a lot.
Yeah, and time is money when you're at Disney World.
It is. And the I-4 is chaos.
Yeah. You could just walk it. Yacht and Beach, walk to Epcot. That's where you want to be.
Oh, Yacht and Beach, yes, absolutely.
If you could afford, obviously. Is there anything obviously. That they no longer have at Disney World that you're a bit sad that they got rid of?
I love the whole entertainment shows that they do at Disney. And, that you know, what they are quite good at is kind of pulling together shows and then obviously kind of, you know, moving on as times change. But there were some really great ones that, you know, I remember from the years gone by. I remember, as I said, Pocahontas. There was one around Hunchback of Notre Dame as well.
I remember that.
Yeah, that was good, that one.
Yeah, it was a beautiful show.
And Tarzan as well. I remember that from one of the trips I'd done.
Again, isn't that then where Nemo was? Was that in the same theatre?
Yeah.
I thought it was.
Some of the cast were in both shows, actually. That was quite good.
They've been there some time, haven't they, in that case?
They have.
Can't get rid of them. I am going to give you your perfect 24 hours at Walt Disney World. Now, a lot of people, when I say this, think it's the only 24 hours, right? It's all right. You're there for a few weeks, but what would be your perfect day at Disney? Where are you waking up? Where are you going?
Well, I'm kind of doing a bit of a hybrid approach, I think, to this one. So it's actually a little bit of a day that I actually did when I was over there.
Because okay.
When I look back at this day, I'm like, this was phenomenal.
Unachievable.
Really.
Go on then.
In terms of waking up, obviously, if I'm, you know, perfect Disney day, I think it would have to be somewhere like Yacht and Beach Club because they're just stunning resorts, aren't they? But back then, obviously, that wasn't the case. But what we did do is when I was working at Blizzard Beach, I kind of had a really good group of friends from within that sort of... within Blizzard Beach, and we, on our day off, we all decided we were going to go to Typhoon Lagoon. So we kind of started off with the Rival Water Park, and it was amazing. Just opportunity to just lie in the sun, chill, go in the wave pool, and you know, go around the lazy river. And then got to about lunch and we were like, actually, you know, ready. This was all very kind of off the cuff as well. We hadn't planned it. Just went with how we felt. And we went and got ice cream at Beaches and Cream, which is amazing. If anyone's at that.
Kitchen sink. Did you go kitchen sink?
Yes.
Of course
we did. Yes. There was about 10 of us. I think we got two between us and obviously polished it off.
I think you need that many people to get through that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, probably not just for a couple, but it is great. And then we were like, weren't ready to go home just at that point. So we kind of moseyed on over to Epcot, and it was October at the time. So we did Food and Wine, drank Around the World, went on Soarin', went on Test Track. And I remember just at the time being like, this is a great day. It was all very kind of just went with the flow, did what we wanted to do. Then we finished off with Illuminations, Reflection of Earth, which was just great because it felt, this is a bit cheesy, but it felt like, you know, I was with people from all over the world, and it was a little bit like, wow, this is kind of one of those moments you look back and you think, wow, that's kind of crazy. Never happen again kind of thing.
Yeah. And that's what that show was about, isn't it? And that's why it worked.
Yeah, it was, wonderful. And then, you know, as many former castmates and ICPs and CPs, as we called them at the time, you know, we weren't ready to finish the day there. So we went home and partied at my friend's apartment all night.
It's cheaper. Do you venture outside of Disney when you go or when you work there? Did you find any places, obviously the Universals and the SeaWorld, I'm guessing you went to at some point, but was there anywhere else you found?
Loved kind of spending a bit of time off property. I'll tell you what we did do one time, and I don't know if it's been mentioned before, is a place called Wakaiva Creek, which was kind of natural springs, and you kind of... do you know that one?
I don't know it personally, no, but I think Jane McDonald went there a few weeks ago, if it's the same one I'm thinking of.
I think she did actually. Yeah. So we did that, and that was quite nice. It's different side to Orlando, kind of, nature, and yeah, it was wonderful. What else did we do? I did Kennedy Space Center, obviously. Clearwater, went down to Naples as well, Miami a little bit further afield, but definitely sort of when I was living over there, and even when I went with my other half a few years ago, tried to kind of see as much as we could within the kind of year, 2 weeks kind of thing. It was definitely like Clearwater as well for just a chill that day. And one of the things that happened when I was over there was it rained, and we were like, nope, we're not giving up on the beach, we're staying here. And actually the dolphins came in to right to the shoreline. It was really amazing.
Paid off.
So, top tip.
Yeah, it paid off. Have you got any more cast member top tip, having worked there for so long? If people say, well, what would you recommend, what would you do, did you pick up any kind of like tips, whether it's regards to the weather or the parks or anything?
I think, do you know what I will say, actually, and I don't know if this has been mentioned before, but when I was lifeguarding, there was a period of about 1 week in September at the end of, and I think again a little bit in May, there's a thing called love bug season.
I've been, yes. Sort of been.
Yeah, it's not that pleasant, I will say. yeah, that would probably move. Try and avoid love bug season, because I remember being in there, and you know, obviously I was kind of working there, so it was fine. But I'd seen these people that had sort of paid all this money to kind of go, and they were like, "Oh, there's these bugs everywhere," and
piggybacking on each other. Yeah, they are harmless, though, aren't they? But they're just very annoying.
They are absolutely harmless. They're just there, and yeah, I think that would probably be the one thing that I didn't know about until I lived there for a year.
Love bug season.
Not very nice.
So are you planning to go back soon? Have you got anything penciled in, booked even?
So nothing for Orlando, but we are planned to go, I've booked to go to LA in April next year. So want to go and do Star Wars, and that really is the kind of the main driver for the trip, really.
Oh, fantastic. Have you been there before? Have you been over to California before?
Yeah, so I did go once when I was working at British Airways. So managed to sneak a little trip in on a layover. So that was a different to Orlando, but great as well. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's very
obviously
special.
A lot smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it there as well. Hayley, thanks for chatting to us on the podcast. Thanks for telling us and warning us about love bug season. Be aware, May, love bug
My
season.
My pleasure.
And have a magical day.
Thank you. Thank you.
To Orlando very soon, expected to be very, 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 very muggy and very rainy every afternoon, for a few hours in the afternoon as well, actually. Busy as well, we're into summer now, so expect those crowds to be here next week. You've got the start of the Epcot Food and Wine Festival from the 14th of July, along with the concert series that goes with it as well, the Eat to the Beat concert series, which kicks off with the Baha Men. Also, over at Magic Kingdom, you've got the Enchantment Fireworks twice a night from the 14th of July for a few weeks. So 9:20 and 11 o'clock, you can see the fireworks twice over at Magic Kingdom. So you can see them at Epcot at 9 and then get over to Magic Kingdom and watch the Enchantment ones at 11. There's a double whammy in there. Also, Disney Springs, they've got the Flavors of Florida series continues. A lot of the restaurants at Disney Springs have got 30 different menu items that just reflect the season and the area of the Sunshine State. And my top tip for this episode is all about food, and it's take your own. Well, take your own breakfast anyway. If you've got cereal bars and porridge, I found on my last trip that things are getting quite expensive, and it's only like a dollar here or there. But when there's a few of you and when you're there for 2 weeks, those little dollars here or there all add up. So here's what I'm saying. Take your own coffee. If there's no coffee in the room, take some porridge if you can get hot water, and just make your own breakfast. Even if you have an early breakfast, you can still have a Dole Whip later on, or you can still have a cinnamon roll. I'm not saying you shouldn't at 11 o'clock, but if you start the day with the breakfast inside you, it makes you less likely to spend that little bit more in the morning in the parks. And most of the breakfasts that you get at the resorts are all the same. Those bounty platters, they're all the same. That's my top tip for this episode. Don't forget to follow us on the socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. We are at Pod Magical. Give us a like, give us a follow, give us 5 stars. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. We've got a brand new episode in 2 weeks. And until then, please stand clear of the doors.